Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Kind of a weird week we have had, and a lot of news going on. I want to read before we get rolling here, and you'll find out why I'm reading this as we get into this a little bit. I want to read verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Daniel chapter 7, verses 21 and then 25. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand, that is, the saints of God shall be given into his hand, a time, a times, and a dividing of times. That's 3.5 years, folks. Jeremiah 50:33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast and refused to let them go. Jeremiah 50, verse 6. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill, and they have forgotten their resting place. I can tell you that the resting place is in the valley. Psalm 23, I think it is. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. See, that's all been removed now by the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. They turn them away on the mountains. They don't ever go into the valley. Verse 7, all that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries say, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Revelation 13:7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. I want to ask some questions. Do we find any reference of the deep state world government leaders going to prison or going into FEMA camps? Have we forgotten about Project Megiddo of the FBI? Have we forgotten about the fusion centers all over America that issued anti-Christian and anti-Bill of Rights comments over and over, declaring those who believe in motherhood, apple pie, the Bill of Rights, are against abortion, who voted for Ron Paul, are actually enemies of the state? Have we forgotten who the target was in Jade Helm exercises? So, just some questions. Remember, Antichrist is a liar and a deceiver who rises up where no one expects in a manner no one expects, and at a time no one expects. And then I want to read this little verse because of what's going on with the food supplies. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Kind of interesting, isn't it? I want to close with this one. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, we've mentioned Passover and first fruits on April 11th. And I'm not saying that the rapture is going to occur then, but it could. And I want to get into Q. Any comments, Larry, so far?
No, just listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to. This is a synopsis of some fellow who claims that he's unlocked basically the codes of Q. And I want you to listen very, very carefully. I'm not saying Q has been a liar right along, but possibly for psyops operations, so when the real thing comes along, nobody will actually believe it, if you get my drift. I shall put together all of the Q puzzle pieces. In doing so, I will take my best guess as to how the ideal U.S. military strategy might be structured to complete the storm. Now, you remember that Donald Trump said a storm was coming. So let's start with the virus. SARS-CoV-2 is a psyop. It is a real virus, but causes little morbidity and mortality. Thus, it is benign overall, and less of a concern than the influenza. The virus can be problematic, but only in those with serious comorbid disease, almost exclusively then the elderly. Now, we know for a fact that this is hitting other people very, very violently as well. Having said this, preventive measures should be undertaken until POTUS, President of the United States, gives the all clear. Antivirals, and he lists some. The virus can be problematic, but only those with a serious position. So this is actually targeted, from what I'm gathering, more to the infirmed, more to the elderly. Yes, there will be tragedy in all ages because people are kind of mocking this, and now we're finding out that it is killing people of all ages. But it's predominantly attacking the elderly. Okay. The virus was engineered by Deep State at the University of North Carolina, Fort Detrick, and AAHL, Geelong. It, however, has been attenuated or neutralized by the white hats. Two of the four HIV inserts have had base pair additions to something, the gain of function. In other words, I guess this is connected to the 5G. 5G evidently weakens the immune system, and therefore when the virus is released, you have a much higher death rate. Okay. China, Iran, and Italy are on the side of POTUS. They have largely manufactured the crisis by controlling the release of psyops disinformation. Remember, Italy was involved in Spygate and needed to make amends. Number 8, he says, most deaths have had recurrent influenza. Hence, conservative influenza prevention treatment is important. China released a virus at the designated time. The purpose was to create panic as cover for operations. Quarantines will be staggered throughout major cities of the world. For instance, Sydney is likely to start, they said, this Wednesday. I know that Australia is already involved in it. Then he says, mainstream media is hoping the virus is very deadly and will end POTUS politically. It is not, and it will not. Evidently, they've modified it. They will ramp up the panic because they have no other choice. They are under the impression the virus is its original deep state form. During these quarantine periods, there will be a silent, simultaneous arrest of evil, low-level, deep state facilitators. These nasty individuals will be put in quarantine camps and by the white hat military, in other words, the good guys. An example of the American location. He doesn't even list them here. 13. We will not hear too much of these arrests, although they have already subtly been announced, since no dramatic arrests of these nasty individuals. So no dramatic arrests. In other words, they won't do what they did to some of the people that were with Trump. Okay, let's see. Quarantines will continue from the staggered individual commencements until they all end on 10 April, Easter Friday. Superimposed upon this will be 10 days of darkness, which will begin on 1st April morning and end on 10 April 2020 as well. Superimposed upon this will be 10 days. Okay, I already read that. Immediately before the start of the darkness, POTUS will tweet, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us." April Fool's Day will lessen the initial worries about darkness occurring. When darkness occurs, there will be peak COVID-19 panic and medical martial law. Indeed, quarantine medical martial law will have been in place in most major cities for some time before 1st April 2020, which of course is already happening. Many people will be self-isolating at home. Most will have already prepared for food, etc. In Australia, the unimportant or the unemployed pensioners will be given $750 on 31st March. Now, they're doing about the same thing as I understand it here. Some are saying it's going to take 3 weeks. I bet it doesn't. I bet this is going to come earlier than that. Maybe. Hopefully it does. A lot of people are in a lot of trouble. Anyway, other countries will have their contingencies too. This means that few will starve. Some emergency shops will be open. The 10 days of darkness will involve no social media or internet. There will be no electricity, but no TV or radio. No newspapers will print. The military of each country, this is global, will close these down. POTUS will have the only available method of reaching the public throughout the 10 days of darkness, and that will be through the emergency broadcasting system. And each military will transmit this to TVs and devices in their respective countries. POTUS will either be aboard Air Force One during the days of darkness for optics. The excuse for the use of Air Force One will be safety and or infection risk. The emergency broadcast system will be transmitted from Air Force One. There will effectively be a total news blackout except for POTUS. Professionally made documentaries will be transmitted on the emergency broadcasting system to TVs, devices, etc. The content will lay out all the horrors and crimes and details of everything the Q has said. It will, however, be family-friendly. It will be indisputable. POTUS will describe how he was asked to run by the U.S. military to take down deep state and that he is not a politician. He will verify the Q dissemination program. 23. These documentaries will include tape confessions of famous deep state politicians and the elite. Structure of the world control will be outlined. Evidence of crimes will be presented. Military tribunal outcomes will be known. The presentations will occur for, say, 8 hours a day for 10 days straight. Repeats will occur for the rest of the day so that the shift worker, emergency workers, will not miss anything. The emergency system will be 24/7. Families will have nothing to do but watch. Boy, that sounds like communist China. The most heinous video proofs won't be for all, but they can be seen by those wishing to do so on the internet after the 10 days of darkness. There will be a time to reflect during each day of those 10 days. There will be mass shock, disgust, and confusion. Our role as patriots will be to provide a sense of calm, validation, compassion, and reassurance. Many patriots previously too scared to talk will be able to do so. Okay, so then he says, on Easter Sunday, people will be told the virus is now safe and to venture outside and assemble. Churches, synagogues, and mosques will be filled. There will be much grief, but also relief. A small percentage, perhaps 5%, will be too progressively deranged and brainwashed, to accept the truth. They will try to riot as usual. However, they will soon realize the people are far more righteously angry, disciplined, and potentially violent. Deep state will lose control of the streets forever. The military will guard TV stations, newspapers to avoid vandalism. After the blackout, mainstream media will be completely exposed and will not attempt to counter the narrative. Deep state actors who have not flipped and gone to Gitmo will engage in the suicide weekend of the 11th and 12th of April 2020. Recalcitrants, those who defy, will be left to fend for themselves in front of the informed masses. Blessed are the peacemakers, in parentheses. There may be an economic reset within the 10 days of darkness, with an ending of the Federal Reserve and institution of a gold standard, but I'm not sure. And this is my best guess for the structure of the storm. In a sense, we must demand justice, but also be benevolent if possible. And then, of course, the Great Awakening worldwide will begin. What do you think, Larry? This is a gel down of all the stuff that POTUS, or not POTUS, but Q, has been talking about.
Well, let me share this real quick, Stuart, because, you know, I've had a number of emails from people that, you know, they pray and they love the Lord, and they just simply don't know what to do. And I feel like possibly I have a word to give them. You know, it's very seldom I ever have a word that I attribute to coming from heaven, but I do on this one. And the reason is, on March the 21st, about 8:30 p.m., I was reading a book by James Rossoni, and the title of it was Operation Red Dragon. And it's actually a book about moving into World War III. And so my mind certainly wasn't on the spirit, particularly at that point, but I was trying to relax. And then suddenly a word came, and I would have to title it, a word come softly, because it was so soft, I had to almost strain my spiritual ears to hear it. And it's not often I get a real word that I say I believe from the Lord, but I do believe this one's from the Lord. I'm not asking anybody to believe it. But, you know, you mentioned as you ended that, you said the storm is here. Okay, this is the word that I got, and I believe this was for his people and, you know, those that would have an ear to hear, and probably there's wisdom in it and maybe an approach that we're to take going into this period of time. And this is the word, and I, matter of fact, it's all wrote down in the back of James Rossoni's book, because it happened so fast I didn't have any time to find anything else to write on. Here it is, exactly as I got it, word for word, okay? Be flexible. Do not stand proud in your doctrine. As my wind blows, bend with it and do not resist. As the reed who bends in the storm, it will survive. Be aware of the time. Stand strong in your Lord. Amen and amen. And then suddenly, right after that, I got to trying to look up Cain and reed and those things, you know, in Egypt. You know, especially the reed, because that's kind of what was in the word there. And I found something very, very interesting. I found in 2 Kings 18:21 and Ezekiel 29:6, there's a reed is in Egypt and Palestine. And it reminded me a little bit, you know, of Egypt, especially in Exodus. But there's a reed called an Arundo Donax. Never heard of it, but I found it, and I vetted it, and it's real. And here's what the commentary says about that reed. That, number one, it illustrates weakness. This reed is so weak that its weakness is obvious, and yet it has the ability to survive. And this is what's interesting. This is a description of that reed. It grows 12 feet tall. And I thought, wow, 12. I know what number that is, or what that represents. Yeah. It grows 12 feet tall. Its stalk is jointed like bamboo. It's slender and yielding. It will lie perfectly flat under a big gust of wind and immediately resume its upright position after the storm has passed. What do you think? I mean, I really think the Lord gave that to me, but this is something God's people who knows this storm is really upon us need to understand, I believe.
Yep, it sounds like we lay flat and then we're resurrected. Sounds like it's a reference almost to the rapture of the church. And by the way, F.M. Riley just released an amazing document concerning 411. And we've mentioned 411 before because of the two comets crossing over the head of Elgol. And how April 11th this year is first fruits, the resurrection of our Lord. And, of course, he's relating this to a rapture of the church. It may, and it may be more, a reference to the coming storm, because what I just read, the days of darkness is over on the 10th, where we are to lay flat, I guess, and not fight back. But lay flat. I'm just talking out loud from what you said. But if it ends on 10th of April. So this is kind of interesting in view, because the next day is what? 411. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Or 44, which is another interesting biblical number. And 11 is, of course. And four is all. These are all very, very important numbers. Where do you want to start with this?
Well,
there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, let's insert right here a report Hal Turner just put up.
Yes.
And of course, I'm not able to vet it, but I did watch President Trump today two or three times, and one time he definitely, a couple of times in his speech, said, we have been attacked. He said America had been attacked. And I assumed he was talking about coronavirus. But, you know, now what he meant by that, I don't have a clue. But this went up just a short time ago on Hal Turner's website. And, I'm not telling people to believe it, but we'll find out soon enough. I just want to read some notes I made, okay? It says, U.S. President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order authorizing call-up of up to 1 million reserve military personnel into the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard, ordered to active duty up to 2 years assignments. And this is Hal's comment now. This is really interesting on his comment because of the way that, you know, Stan Dale recently talked about something coming Danoon on Israeli News Live and others. Here's Hal's comment. Now, this is a comment only. This is not what I just read you is the information. This is comment only from Hal Turner. He says, on the face of this is COVID-19 emergency. But an insider word is we are either going to war or quickly to martial law. What do you think?
I would guess martial law and war, both. Martial law will come first and war. Folks, don't forget that we are in an economic shutdown, and this $2 trillion or whatever it is, it could be $20 trillion. It really doesn't matter at this point because all that does is weaken the dollar and destroy it. So we're going in for a reset, just exactly as, and I'm not a believer of Q at all, but he talks about a reset. And Trump himself, if you remember, when he was running for president, he said there was coming a reset, an economic reset, and that he was going to try and make it as fair for the American people as he could. Now, you've got all these international banking institutions, and they have been calling for a reset for some time now. Is the reset here? Is this the storm? Who's the target? Well, I guess we're all going to find out. We know from what I read you from the scriptures that God's people is the real target of deep state. Now, because we don't know what the Lord has in mind for Donald Trump, we don't know exactly what he's going to do. But I cannot imagine that Hillary and people like that are ever going to go to prison. If you've watched Bob Barr, he exonerated Page. He exonerated most of these people that have come up. Oh, that's really not a crime they did, blah, 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 blah. When, of course, they were. And you can't destroy 30,000 emails that have already been subpoenaed by I think it was Congress or whoever did subpoena them. And she got away with that. I'd like to see you do that and get away with it. I don't think you could. I think if you deleted 10 emails that the sheriff department wanted and you had been already issued a warrant for those and you destroyed them, you'd be in prison. But Hillary and the rest of these people go totally unpunished. Why is that? It's because they're deep state. Deep state has infiltrated everywhere. They are the Antichrist powers spoken of in the Bible, spoken of by Daniel. They're the ones who are going to be making war against the saints of the Most High. Just the way it is. Anyway, here's one from Natural News. Trump supporters and conservatives everywhere are screaming at Trump to get America back to work and end the coronavirus lockdowns. But if you release infected carriers back into the workforce, coronavirus infections will simply explode again. And that's why if you really want to get America working again, you need to get America tested first. Do you see where this is going, folks? If you haven't got a clue on this, watch the movie Contagion. Because after the aftermath, you couldn't go into a government building, you couldn't go into society unless you had a bracelet that said you had been had the vaccine. This is where this is going. I want you to refer back to the Mark of the Beast situation. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. If they're an amputee, it goes into your forehead. And now scientists are beginning to figure out why that is, because evidently this thing, whatever it is, gets its power from your biological system. That's where it draws its power from. It doesn't really have a battery per se. You are the battery, almost like movie, I can't think of the name of it now, Matrix, where humanity was the battery for AI, and AI was running the world, and it set up this delusionary system. So, kind of interesting. What else you got there, Larry?
Well, I was going to also mention something interesting I'm researching, and I'll deal with it more next show, maybe. But oddly enough, you know, I've been since, you know, we don't get out a lot in Oklahoma lately. I've been taking a number of prayer walks, which thank God I can do that, and praying a lot. And I came back yesterday evening, and I had the word cockatrice on my mind, and I was thinking of the word cockatrice, and so I started to type that in my search engine, and almost every time I put CO, my search engine went to coronavirus. Not cockatrice, but coronavirus. Now, cockatrice, I found, is in three locations in the book of Isaiah and one
yep.
location in the book of Jeremiah. And what's interesting is the reason I was kind of doing this was, you know, this, and I don't want to get too involved with this. We'll talk about this in another show. I know you got other stuff, but the cockatrice, you know, I was thinking about Barry Rothman and Glazerson's, both of their codes with the virus dovetailed into snakes or serpent. And cockatrice
yes.
basically is that. That's exactly what that is. Here's some words that was I found in it. Cockatrice den, serpent's rout, cockatrice fruit, fiery flying serpent.
Yep.
Hatch cockatrice eggs, vipers, serpents, cockatrice, bite you. And so I thought, you know, when I read on this, some of the fictional stuff that was in there, it claimed basically that a dragon, a male dragon, laid this cockatrice eggs, you know, which that's fiction. But we all know who the dragon is, and we all know who the old serpent is. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm getting a message. because every time I start to type in cockatrice, I got coronavirus. I thought, that's so odd. Is it by chance that this is more and more revealing, you know, this is a earthly virus, a natural virus, but the spirit that's behind it goes back, I guess, to the old dragon or the serpent, you know, and this is a battle with this virus. It's a battle in the natural and the spiritual. So I wanted to get that
yeah.
in, and later on we'll look at some more of that stuff. But I kind of tied it in with Comet Atlas because of the color. It's a huge green comet with the envelope right now of half the size of the sun. And, you know,
yep.
you brought that up a few times. And also some of the space weather experts are beginning to say now that this thing may really bloom in May and go into the sun. Who knows? But I thought, this is interesting.
Very, very interesting. And a cockatrice is not a natural thing in one sense. And that would be exactly maybe telling everybody that the cockatrice is actually what you just said. It's a coronavirus. And it says it bites you. It will turn around and bite you. In Isaiah, you'll be bitten by this thing that you created. And that's exactly what appears to now be happening. We got several leaders have been nailed by it. Now, we'll just have to wait and see whether they perish from it or exactly what happens. But that's fascinating you brought that up. Because I've often wondered, is the cockatrice maybe an alien of some type that's manufactured? I remember the story about a farmer who was out plowing his field, and a UFO landed. And I wish I could find it. That was many years ago now. And he got this entity, this gray alien, got out and came over to his tractor. And the guy said he took a 2x4 that he had on his tractor and smashed this alien gray across the head. And what he found was it was a robot manufactured.
Sound like AI.
It does. And we've heard a lot about AI. And if you go into the Israeli golem, thing you where you find, you know, I've always thought that's probably the computers where it says, how can I serve you? And then it says, we're equals. And then it takes over. And that's exactly what AI is doing. It started out as being our servant. Now, pretty much, it's our equal, or it has advanced even beyond our equal. And they're using AI pretty much exclusively to run all their little scenarios on world population, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fascinating stuff.
Well, by the way, Stuart, yeah, by the way, I saw information today that they have sent off the U.S. Space Force's fleet's first mission into space. It launched today or yesterday, I believe, from the data that I got. And it's on a new mission, and it's the first one of Trump's space fleet's mission. And by the way, they are reporting, and I've seen multiple reports of it, that Trump is planning 6G operations.
Yes. Yeah, he loves 5G. He's pushing it. And by the way, folks, during this shutdown of all the schools, we're getting more and more reports. They are installing 5G in all the schools. And probably already in the universities. And one of the reasons I bring this up, as I said before, it's pretty much proven now that 5G really does have some health problems with it. And one of them is it weakens your immune system. So they're selling it as this is so wonderful, you can download a movie in a couple of seconds. But what's the trade-off? What are we actually watching? China in Wuhan activated 5G about, I think, 3-4 weeks before the virus was released. And the death toll in Wuhan was horrendous. We're never going to know how many millions of people actually died. But the burning of the bodies was so intense that it was seen by satellite, huge areas showing where they were burning the bodies. You can't hide that stuff. There's, you know, too many people, too many smart people out there. I think that's why they got to shut down the World Wide Web, which is, by the way, 666. WWW is actually 666. Now they're going to shut this thing down. Why? We're going to have a communications lockdown. Why would you do that? So nobody knows who's being rounded up, for what reason, or how many they are. Now, we do know from the Georgia Guidestones what the goal is. They keep going back to the Georgia Guidestones because Masonry built those Georgia Guidestones. And they carved in granite or marble, whichever it is, I'd have to look it up, the reduction of the population, well, almost now, 7 billion. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, you got war.
Stuart,
yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to. You're talking about those Guidestones. I got a report a couple of days ago that I read that seemed to indicate that Bill Gates himself is the individual that used the name R.C. Christian and built the Guidestone, that monument. And what's odd, Stuart, I can't prove that, but I'll say this: Bill Gates, the last few days, has been screaming that we need to ID everybody involving this coronavirus emergency.
Yes. And here's another one that ought to scare everybody. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown calling for a temporary world government to take on the plandemic. That's not an accident. That's what they're calling it now, a planned plandemic is what they're calling it. Urged world leaders to create a temporary, that's a lie, it's not temporary, it's forever, form of global government to tackle the twin medical and economic crises caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The former Labour Prime Minister was at the center of an international efforts to tackle the impact of the near meltdown of the banks in 2008, said there was a need for a task force involving world leaders, health experts, and heads of international organizations who would have executive powers to coordinate the response. I want you to think about that, folks. What did Daniel say about the fourth beast power and how it rises up? Well, the only one we have now is the United Nations. How that dovetails into the Sanhedrin and its rise, I am not sure yet. We'll find out if we're still around. It's kind of interesting how all of this is all of a sudden coming into plain view. And here's another one I want to kind of get off on a track here. I'd rather die, says Glenn Beck, urges older Americans to work despite the coronavirus. TV and radio personality Glenn Beck is urging older Americans to return to work to keep the economy going despite the coronavirus infection risks. Younger people, he said, could stay home to protect themselves from the virus that causes COVID, while older people, who the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says are more prone to the more serious issues, should keep working. More and more, we're finding out that they not only want this to spread, this is to kill off the elderly, the infirmed, just like Hitler did when he came to power. That's what he did. Well, there's such an economic burden on the state. And now, of course, with all this, we got an economic burden of all these people. We got to get rid of them. After all, grandma's had a good life. She needs to terminate herself. Sounds like Soylent Green. you know, remember that one, Larry?
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're heading there. I'm trying to find that thing from Bill Gates. I got it somewhere. What else you got? I know you got one from a new code from Barry.
Barry,
let's
go
into that one.
Got,
I'll look for this.
Barry Rothman's got a new code out, March 26, 2020, and he's linking in the original code on Wuhan and the deaths. And he titled this new one, updated, says 24,000 dead by the end of March 26th. Well, that was yesterday, I guess. First day of Nisan. And he's got 8 in the code, and instead of reading one and naming it, because the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are phrases, I'm going to just read it straight through where you can get the phrases in there and see if they connect a little. Mm-hmm. Wuhan, China, Nisan, 24,000, on the first day of the earth, those that died for, those that died in the plague. Very strange one, Stuart.
Yeah. Well, that would indicate it's Nissan. That's what they call a bib now, right? So I understand it. We're in a bib now. We're in Nissan.
So yeah, and by the way, Stuart, I think when he put up the code a couple of days ago, the death toll was like 23,990 something. So we've reached 24,000, but you know it's not stopping there. Of course, I think the 24,000 is a biblical term involving Philistines or something in an old, you know, part of the Old Testament.
Wow. Well, there's no question after what we've read, what we've seen, and what's happening, that this thing is going to just have hot spots all over the United States, and there's no way that they can stop it now. And if I remember right, aren't we going to see, I'm seeing some softening here from some of the doctors that, you know, maybe we could get back into the work, and we can't allow a total economic shutdown. It'll just destroy everything. And of course, Trump is absolutely right when he says that the cure could be far worse than the disease, because a total economic collapse of the world would have a far greater death count for all kinds of reasons than any coronavirus could ever have. And he's in between a rock and a hard place as to what he does. So it's just going to be very, very interesting to see. Now, I went by the National Guard here in the Menominee area, and there was nobody there. And yet we hear that the military is pretty much on lockdown. So this is going to get very, very interesting as we approach April. And I'm especially interested in 4 April, because it would be a 7-day warning, just as in the days of Noah, when Noah was given a 7-day warning, it's coming. And Jesus said that as it was, so shall it be. Now, you did a lot of research, Larry, on the possible so-called rapture was really a removal by death of God's people before the flood came. And Methuselah was the warning sign for Noah that in the year Methuselah dies, it shall break forth. In other words, the flood is going to come in the very year that Methuselah died. So Noah knew what the year was. And what do you think? It all seems so very, very strange that Jesus made several very weird remarks where he said, where the carcasses are, the eagles shall fly. And that's kind of an interesting remark, because we are to fly up with eagle's wings. When he made the remark that there are two in bed, one goes, the other stays. There are two in a field, one goes, one stays. Two women at the mill, one leaves, the other stays. But it doesn't really say how they leave. Do they just fall over dead?
Yeah.
You did a lot of work on that.
Yeah, it's pretty much a mystery, but, you know, I found a lot of data in the Book of Jasher that, and it said three different locations in that book, it clearly laid out that what happened before the flood, because I've heard people for a long time say, well, what happened to, was there anybody that loved God before the flood came? I mean, was it just one little family or something like that, but the Book of Jasher, and I'm not telling people, you know, to believe it, but I'm saying that it's interesting. Matter of fact, I titled it God's Prehistoric Rapture, and between you and Stan Deo, that was the only comments I ever got back after I wrote it. never heard a word. But anyway, what's interesting, Jasher clearly indicated that God did not want for a lot of those people, you know, that loved him to have to see what was going to happen to their family and relatives and friends and neighbors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that it said clearly in 1 year, he took them by death. In other words, they all died off in one, just in 1 year, and were gone. And then, I guess, you know, the flood came. But, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, surely God wouldn't kill his own people, but, well, it depends on the perspective you're looking from, you know. But I don't know. I may never get that across to anybody, but I believe just before the flood that there was a die-off, if you will, of some. It was a mysterious die-off that occurred quickly.
Yep, and if you read carefully in there, it also said that Noah saw that the earth became inclined. In other words, the earth tilted. And so he runs to his grandfather. What's going on? The Lord's going to destroy the earth. That's what's going on. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Okay, I want to read something here. Back in January 2018, I told you about a prophetic message given by Dr. Daniel Bohler concerning warnings that he and his longtime YWAM missionary friend, Brother David Griffith, had received from the Lord about earth tilting with subsequent cataclysmic events and Mount Taylor erupting, devastating America. Brother Griffiths had received a date of May 2021 when certain events would take place. Now, this may tie in, you know, we may not go home this time. Might be 2021, might be 2022. We don't know what the time schedule actually of the Lord is. I know I'm very suspicious that we are going to be entering a very time of bad, bad trouble all over the world, and I think the coronavirus is part of that trouble. And but anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting in view of the vision you had about a white buffalo and what Red Elk said about it.
Yeah, I remember that well. Yeah, I remember that well, Stuart. And what you know, that message that I received was that there was going to be a partial tilt of the planet. In other words, a tilt that was going to be but it was a warning. The partial tilt that came, it would be a warning, and then but the next one would be a biggie.
Yeah, and we've had, I believe, some, how do I say, little wobbles, because even the Inuits up north have said everything is changing. And I've noticed sometimes the sun sets here, then sometimes it's way over here. People have said, well, the moon's not rising in the right place, not setting in the right place, and it goes back to normal. Those are wobbles, and this is a tilt. This is what it says. It's a tilt. So this would apparently be exactly the same thing that you saw, where it's not it's a warning that the whole earth is going to be flipped upside down. And folks, if you don't believe it, go read Isaiah chapter 24. Now, when you see all of these things coming, I wanted to get into the UFO, but I don't have time much. We're going to have an arrival. Now, the arrival probably comes without any warning at all, because that's what happened back in the day, ancient days. They said just a whole series of lights suddenly appeared in the heavens. They come down, and the so-called aliens, Star Nation people, got out and intermingled with mankind. Now, whether this is the same arrival as Mount Hermon, I'm not sure. I don't think we're being told in the story of the Mount Hermon that they landed there in Israel. But the stories of the ancients claim that these things appeared all over the place. And that was back in the early days. So I guess we're left to wonder exactly what's going on.
But anyway, we are coming into a season of time when climatic, cataclysmic earth changes and catastrophes will happen. There's no question in my mind. We're watching all of the signs of the destroyer coming. These are all signs of the great destroyer coming upon the earth. And
did you see that?
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention something. A couple of years ago, I had ordered when I was seeing a lot of things on the mountain up there in the sky, I ordered something from Meade Corporation. They put together binoculars, scopes, and all kind of sky scopes and stuff and cameras. And I got it in, and I got really sick. You know, that was when I began to have problems with blood pressure, and I finally wound up with a couple of stroke-like things. And I'd put it in a box. Well, I'd moved that box to a storage shed when we moved. I forgot I even had it. And the other day I was looking through my storage and bringing some stuff to the house that I needed, and I found it. And the other night I went outside and looked up. I was using it because it filters out a lot of the light that causes you not to see clearly in the sky, and it filtered it out. And I was looking at Betelgeuse, you know, and the Orion star system, and I was moving that thing down towards the belt of Orion, and something crossed the sky right in front of my eyes, and it was a saucer craft. And it was a saucer craft that you could tell it was metallic looking, but it was not glowing and not shiny. If I hadn't had this instrument, I would never have seen it, and it was flying extremely high, probably either on the edge of space or out in space. But I was able to see it with this finder, and I watched it go across the belt of Orion, and of course it was close to Earth, but it was location-wise. And I saw that thing go across, and I thought, you know, there's a lot going on that we are just simply unaware of, because normally with regular binoculars or vision equipment, et cetera, you can't see these things anyway unless they're lit.
Yep. I was out playing with my pups on the lawn one day, and I just happened to look up. It was a blue sky with puffy white clouds, and I see this silver disc just silently flying through the clouds and disappeared. It probably went from horizon to, I don't know why I even looked up to see it, but I did. And folks, we have no idea of the amount of sightings that are going on all over the world. And this is a foretelling of the arrival. And they always have to do with Israel. And when you have a UFO flap, a major report of UFOs all over the world, and we're in the middle of a huge one, that is a symbolic of what's coming to Israel. And it usually means war or major upheaval or big changes in Israel. Speaking about Israel, what's going on with their government over there, Larry? And they're on total lockdown now.
Yeah, they're on total lockdown, and also they're wearing bracelets that they can be watched or looked at any time from anywhere, and they're all doing that. And by the way, to tell you what time it is, if you will, they just announced that Benny Gantz, who was basically still running against Netanyahu, has been appointed and sworn into the office as the Speaker of the Knesset. Now, that's going to mean that Benjamin Netanyahu is the powerful prime minister that will lead Israel, apparently, into the first 3.5 years of wherever this is going. What do you think?
Isn't that interesting that they picked 3.5 years? Exactly what Daniel the prophet says. 7 years, 3.5, 3.5, 1260, 1260. And a lot of people mix Israel with the church. Can't do that. They're all different. I don't want to get into that now. A lot of people don't seem to understand that or don't want to understand it. But there is a huge difference between the church and Israel. And I guess we're going to find it out anyway, sooner or later. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Folks, be aware, an arrival can actually occur at any time. Keep your heads up for 4-4.
keep your heads up, actually, for April Fool's Day, which is the first 10 days of darkness. Anyway, good night, folks. Thanks for listening. And keep your heads up. Your redemption absolutely draweth nigh. Night.